News Talk 1620 WTAW. We got a couple of opportunities, I guess, before Christmas to visit with William Bouse, Deputy Fire Marshal of the City of Bryan.
Well, thank you very much.
Welcome back. Here. We missed, of course, Thanksgiving. So it's almost been a month, I guess, since we have visited. So what's been business like?
Well, there's been several things going on. Of course, we're getting closer to Christmas and all of that celebration type stuff that we all do. And recently we celebrated a gift to our fire marshal's office of a new deputy fire marshal. Chris Searles was sworn in upon his completion of all of his training. And he was able to jump right in there as a deputy fire marshal. In his first week on call, he was able to get an arrest warrant on the Walmart fire.
That's the one, if folks don't recall, I think it was the Briarcrest store where someone's accused of setting a couple racks of clothes on fire.
Yes, there was some very good evidence there that he was able to collect, and the person did set some clothing on fire in some of the display racks, but very good, quick, thorough investigation by Chris Searles and a good arrest.
Apparently, all the prevention discussion that we had a month ago apparently worked, because I didn't hear of any Thanksgiving-related fires, or at least cooking-related fires.
No, we didn't have much of anything in that respect, and I think that's because people are starting to pay more attention to safety. I think they would rather avoid the tragedies and have that as a memory. They'd rather have the celebrations and not have the marring of those celebrations with tragedies such as the fires.
Well, now we have segued into the Christmas New Year's season, and by now, everybody who wants to get a tree put up, wants to get the outdoor lights put up, get the other decorations put up, probably pretty well have done that, but that still doesn't mean we shouldn't be on alert for safety issues.
That's true. A lot of people have put them up already. There are a few of us who are running behind on some of that.
Or are we looking in the mirror here?
We are looking in the mirror here. We are. There are some things that we really need to think about. The real Christmas trees are always a wonderful thing to have. They smell good. The pine, fir, it's a great smell. It's the smell of Christmas. We need to take some especially good care of Christmas trees because they do cause $17.5 million in direct property damage each year. And we certainly don't need any of that. They do cause several civilian fire deaths. And most of this can be prevented fairly easily. There's just some things of care that we need to take. The first thing is that you buy a tree that's in really good shape because you want it to stay fresh as long as possible. You want to make sure you're using UL or other approved lighting on the tree. And never use any kind of actual flame around a live Christmas tree, such as candles. The other thing that happens is almost none of these fires are witnessed. Just like with the cooking fires that were unattended, most of the time people are not in the room with the lighted tree that catches fire. I know that seems very obvious, but it reminds us that we're putting this tree up for the people inside our homes and that we're celebrating with to enjoy the look of our Christmas tree. We really don't need to endanger our homes by trying to show it off to people we don't know driving up and down the street so much. Most of these are unattended fires. If it gets started, you can see on YouTube several studies by several different technology groups, fire investigation groups that did modeling. They've shown you many times that within 1 minute, a fire started on a pine or fir Christmas tree will engulf the tree and most of the room within 1 minute. The danger to that is not if you're sitting there next to it when it was to start to light up because you'd put it out. It's when you're maybe asleep. Maybe everybody in the house is asleep and you left the thing lit. So the advice is, if you're not going to be sitting there staring at the tree, turn it out. Unplug it. don't leave it lit up when nobody's enjoying it.
Visiting with William Bounce, Deputy Fire Marshal at the City of Bryan, I guess the next thing would be not overloading outlets.
Yes, that is always a concern, but especially at this period of time when we put in a lot of additional electrical devices and electrical strings of lights, is to space them out among your different circuits. Use for your extensions, if you're going to plug more than one thing in, use a multi-strip that has its own fuse protection in it. That gives you an additional fuse that can pop if you have overloaded. That will help you to protect the house and the electrical system.
Well, and
so
I know
make sure and use that.
And I know that for me, it's a first-person aggravation when those fuses go up. But boy, what a safety protection. And you know, I've been around enough fire scenes to know, yeah, I grumble when I have to replace a fuse or go to the store and find the fuse to replace a particular string of lights. But in the end, that's what makes it worth it.
Well, that's true. That is what makes it worth it. And really, it's just telling you that that particular circuit's overloaded. So move that to a different circuit, separate this stuff out, and that protects your house. Your home is worth quite a bit more than the aggravation of moving that to another circuit, separating this out and protecting it. But those, what I like to tell people is the multi-strip outlets with the fuse protection compared to one of those little triple or four-way taps that cost a dollar, the other thing is worth every dollar you pay for it. If you paid only a dollar for it, it's probably worth a dollar. And that, do you want to jeopardize your home for something that's worth a buck? Or do you want to go ahead and put some protection in there? My home is what protects my family and gives them a place to rest. So obviously it's worth a lot more than a $15 multi-strip. So,
anything else on the to-do or not to-do list?
I just want to remind everybody, don't modify these things. Use them like the manufacturer says. Most of the manufacturer paperwork will tell you where you should use these things and where you should not. Some are approved for outside, some are approved for inside. And use them the way they tell you to use them. Don't plug in together more than what they tell you to do. And by all means, if you're not there to enjoy them, you know, unplug them, shut them down. But use UL listed or otherwise tested devices. They're worth the extra investment. And go to NFPA.org. They have some great safety tips on it. That's National Fire Protection Association. They put out all of this educational information for us. They put it into a nice, concise form for consumers. So enjoy going to NFPA.org and picking up other safety tips. Don't forget about the cooking. We're going to have a lot of people cooking. Go back to the cooking tips we gave you last time and make sure you've got somebody in that kitchen watching what's going on. That way something can't get out of hand.
And then a quick commercial about staffing.
Yes, we are staffing. We are looking for some new hires. You can go to bryantx.gov and you can find the information. You can find links to hook to the application, to the requirements for hire, and you can download information and they'll give you all the instructions you need to see if you are eligible to apply. We are going to be having a test in January. The date's listed on there for the written exam and the physical exam to follow. But the requirements are there so that you can see if you can qualify. And the application is a PDF that you can link to. And, of course, instructions on how and when to get it back to the city.
As always, thank you.
Thank you.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bounce, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.